Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Vida Grange is a new care home aimed at caring for people living with dementia. Opening later this year, Vida Healthcare, which encompasses both the new Vida Grange and the current Vida Hall in Starbeck, is currently recruiting. Bernadette Mossman, the healthcare director, came to talk to us about the opportunities.
We are a specialist dementia care service. We offer residential and nursing care to people who require support and care with all activities of daily living.
And so Vida Hall has been open in Starbeck for a while, and Vida Grange is a new one that's coming in panel. I believe it opens in December.
That's correct.
And you're looking for people to join the team of huge, you know, there's loads and loads of different opportunities, but what we're talking today is about nighttime. So whether that's nurses or carers, because care is a 24-hour thing. You need people at all times. Just tell us a little bit about what your ethos is when it comes to providing a service to both the people who live at Vida Grange and also to the people who work at Vida Grange.
Yes, I think you often hear in the care sector the day shift and the night shift divide. And I think it's very important to remember that the care sector is about, especially in care homes and hospitals, it's a 24-hour service. There is no time within that 24-hour that is more important. So we strongly believe at Vida it's about making sure that we value the importance of the delivery of the service over that 24 hours.
Because I worked in the care industry for 5 years. I was always, as you said, in the day shift. I did the day shift. And there was, you always notice an imbalance between the people who worked at nighttime and the people that worked at daytime. And just on a practicality note, we were talking about, for example, training. Mm-hmm. You have to keep up to date with your training. But if you're back to back with night shifts, to come in the middle of a day to do training, it's going to wipe you out for your shift and make you no good in the actual training. Have you got sort of solutions and ways that means people can develop without having to do that?
I get exactly what you're saying. And I think I can genuinely say that we have learned through experience over the last 3 years at Vida Hall that providing a Monday to Friday 9-to-5 training programme does not work for people who are working on a night shift. At Vida, what we have done is we have enriched and increased our training team to be able to provide a service to all of the staff. It's about looking at the training programme, it's about planning it in advance and identifying key training times, whether it's classroom learning, whether it's practical working hand in hand with staff on the floor, that surrounds the right time for the staff to be able to get the best out of it. And that means that no one person is less valued when it comes to their continuous professional development. Our new training manager, who's joined our team, Julie, will work very closely with our therapeutic training manager, and they will sit down together and they will look at the team of staff that we have and they will say, right, there's A, B and C that needs to be achieved by the end of next week. The only way I'm going to make that worthwhile for that person is to come on and see this person at 10 o'clock tonight and spend the next 2 hours working hand in hand with them to make sure that the theory that I gave them the week before is embedded in their practice.
What sort of people do you think work nights? Because there'll be a fair amount of people that think, oh, I don't know if I could work at night time, might be a bit daunting, but actually it fits into lots of different people's lives really successfully. Who are those people?
There's lots of questions about, you know, people will ask about night shift in respect to, do night shifts get higher rates of pay than day shift because it's antisocial hours? I genuinely believe in the care sector, people will select night shift because it works with their life and work balance. For instance, you know, you have a young family, your husband works days, you work nights. If you work days, every penny that you earn would be paid to your childcare. If you work nights, you maybe be able to balance something that allows you to continue to work in your profession, to continue to grow in the role that you are in, i.e. if you're a registered nurse. You do not want to disappear for 5 years and lose touch with good practice, and you can continue to deliver that clinical care. And when you're ready, come back maybe full time whether it's on nights or on days. So night shift allows you to continue to provide that balance of work and family life. Now, the NHS will often do rotational nights where staff will work so many day shifts for a couple of weeks and then they'll go on to nights. And they do that for the same reasons as I talk about providing this 24-hour commitment to our staff. They say that there is a risk of staff becoming de-skilled. I believe that that commitment can still be made to staff who feel they have no choice and have to work nights by providing the service that we want to provide to them, and that is adapting the training and adapting the delivery of services to them.
And with regards to communication, you know, people, half the people will be asleep, half the people will be awake. Are there anything else that you do with regards to keeping all the staff in contact with each other? I know you do something newsletter related.
Yes, our administrator has been working really closely with our marketing manager over the last few months, and they have developed a wonderful e-news staff newsletter that goes out every week to our staff that links developments within our team, introduces new staff, says goodbye to people who are moving on in their career. We talk about innovation and change and things that are happening within the company. We put forward suggestions and ideas from our team. And these things are really important because it keeps everyone connected.
If there are people listening who are thinking, I am, you know, maybe they've been working nights for years and they have noticed all these problems and they think I'm really sick of it and they want to come and work for someone like Vida where they matter just as much as people who work in the daytime. Maybe they haven't done something like this before and they just want to know a little bit more and find out, where should they come? How should they have a chat with you?
We welcome people to contact us in many different ways. Now, they can contact us on info@vidahealthcare.co.uk. They can phone Vida Hall and I'll be very happy to have a chat with you, tell you a little bit more about our service and maybe arrange an informal chat. Our telephone number is 01423 788 768.
Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.